Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, I guess this could be today's all for Pete's sake moment. Sure didn't last long, did it? Gas prices. Have you guys seen the price of gas here lately? I mean, seemed like gas prices were going down for a little while there, and that didn't last long at all. Montana gas prices continue to rise at an alarming rate. That's a headline that I've got, just one of several headlines on our Montana Talks website earlier this morning. But, you know, I was seeing that headline, and I was like, wow, these guys sold us out to Tehran. They allowed Tehran and the terrorist regime in Iran to get access to billions and billions of dollars. They allowed the Venezuelans to get access to all this oil money, and it lowered gas prices for a little while, and yet here we are. Back with these gas prices. Now, I think, what does it say here? Averaging $3.54 per gallon today. That's the average gasoline prices in Montana that have risen 8.6 cents per gallon in just the last week. Prices in Montana, 39 cents per gallon higher than a month ago. Anyway, and then, of course, we could go back and look at what the prices were looking like under President Donald J. Trump. But John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, in the house with us. Here we go again, John. You know, after all that money they gave to Tehran, and yet we're already going back to these high gas prices.
Well, in the today's F around and find out segment, what Grandpa Joe is learning that here 2 weeks ago, Putin announced that he's now going to start cutting oil exports for the next 6 months. Well, what would that time frame equal up to there? Right before Grandpa Joe's election. And he's doing that intentionally because he's trying to drive up the price, right? But because of everything that the Biden regime is doing to him.
Well, look, here's the deal is that with higher prices of oil, Putin makes more money. That's why all these people who virtue signal and claim to care about Ukraine, if you actually cared about Ukraine, you would have done everything possible to boost American oil production and not support Tehran, and not support Venezuela, and not support Putin. And he would have done everything you could to lower oil prices here in America with American production. But instead, the Biden administration and John Tester have done the opposite. And Tehran, John, freed up billions of dollars for Iran alongside Joe Biden. I mean, it's just absolutely crazy. And then the same regime in Tehran uses this money to fire missiles at our sons and daughters in the U.S. Navy.
Last week, they've got video of one of the members of parliament in Ukraine. Now, you got to remember, one of the poorest countries in the world that is a beggar nation. Now, all they do is beg money from us and other Western countries. They got their member of parliament driving around in a $600,000 electric Rolls Royce.
Rolls Royce.
Rolls Royce.
An electric Rolls Royce.
$600,000.
Wow, yep. Man. Yeah, so, yeah, not good optics for a country that's continuing to ask for more money from us as we're $35 trillion in debt. All right, more with John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, here in studio with us right after this.
This is where Montana talks. You're listening to Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Well, I definitely we've got a lot of content to pack into the show this hour here today for you. You know, great time in Lodgegrass yesterday. Got to meet so many great folks in Lodgegrass. You know, not only during the show, but then after the show, we did our grocery gift card giveaway in Lodgegrass, much like we did at the Farm Expo in Plentywood on Friday and at Schmeckfest in Luster on Friday night. And by the way, if you've got a grocery store, restaurant, you know, bar, you want us to come do an event from your location, send me an email, aaron@montanatalks.com, because we'd love to come to your neck of the woods as well for a similar event. But got to meet so many great people. Coach Josh Stewart, the Lodgegrass Indians basketball coach, great guy. He came down to the Little Horn Market after we wrapped up the show, so I did an interview with him. I'll share that with you later in the hour, but definitely want to take advantage of some time that we've got here with John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, retired federal law enforcement officer. John, you and I were kind of talking about this off air, but, you know, we talk about, you know, gas prices now rising at an alarming rate once again. And here you go. Joe Biden gave billions of dollars to Iran to try to help them help us lower gas prices because he didn't want to go to Williston or to Sydney to help lower gas prices. So he went to Iran and to Venezuela. And then, man, look at this news over the weekend. CBS's 60 Minutes had this interview with the president of Mexico. I don't even think Obama would have allowed the president of Mexico to get away with what Joe Biden just allowed this guy to get away with. I mean, the president of Mexico is straight up punking the president of the United States.
That's my specialty, if I had one, about overseas, is dealing with Latin American countries. That's what I did for 10 years. And you see this interview where the president of Mexico tells 60 Minutes that he can stop the illegals coming across the border if the U.S. will pay $20 billion to Latin American countries, lift the sanctions on Venezuela, end the Cuban embargo, and then legalize all the illegal Mexicans here in the United States. And you're listening to this, you're like, before today, before the Biden regime, could you have ever imagined a day where you've got some tin pot drug trafficker president of Taco Land that's gonna make demands of us like this? It's just insanity.
Yeah, for those who don't know, not only is he the Joker on Twitter, we always joke about how it's the most unwoke hour of the week whenever he's with us on the show, but he's a retired federal law enforcement officer, so he's dealt with these types of situations. But yeah, and I may be wrong on this, but I was no fan of the Obama presidency either. But I think even Obama would have been like, hey, ambassador, you go get that guy on the phone call right now or tell him to get – hey, you better knock that – you and I might agree with on some of these things in the background, but you better not make me look bad in public like that ever again. He definitely wouldn't have pulled this stuff if Donald Trump were still the president of the United States either. But he is straight up punking Joe Biden right now.
It's that quote I think I did about a month ago from the movie Miller's Crossing, where the main boss told one of his subordinate bosses, he said, hey, you are no bigger than I let you be. Never forget it. Right. who do you think you are speaking to us like this? But see, coming from the Biden regime and his bunch of Marxists, their entire goal is to bring down the United States anyway. So this kind of stuff is fine with them. They probably agree with it.
Well, they want to transform America into something else, and they see this as the open borders is their way of accomplishing that. But yeah, but to be straight up embarrassed like that publicly, where the president of Mexico thinks he can make demands to the president of the United States. But it also kind of reminded me, you remember when Obama was president and there was that hot mic moment where he was speaking, was it the foreign minister of Russia, and they were on the stage together, and Obama, you know, was in a hot mic moment, was caught saying, well, if you just wait until after the election, I will have more flexibility. Well, and what happened after the election? Russia started invading all these places under the Obama presidency. And then Trump was president. Russia stopped invading these other countries. And then Biden's president. And then Russia starts invading other countries again here. You know, it's that flexibility that they're talking about.
That brings up an important point, too, Aaron. And that is true. In 2014, Putin invaded the Crimea portion of Ukraine. What did they do? They yawned big, yeah, okay, whatever. They wagged their finger at him and did absolutely nothing. But all of a sudden now, it becomes an international crisis over there when he takes another piece of eastern Ukraine. Ask yourself why.
Well, you know, and everybody gets it, John. You know, I've been hitting the road over the past few days, got to meet so many great folks in Plentywood and Luster, dropped through, saw some friends in the Scobie area. I'll be back in Scobie in a couple of weeks. We're in Lodgegrass yesterday, but people get it. Like, you can go around all day long and say, oh, no, inflation's going down. You can try to lie to people, and They know, no, man. They are paying more for everything because of this inflation right now. And meanwhile, they see all their money going to all these other people in all these other countries or breaking into this country, and they're paying for it in the form of higher prices for everything. So it's money that's coming out of our pockets to go to all these other people out there. People get it. They get it all across the state of Montana.
Well, don't forget, the thing on the border, I've made the comparison to Obamacare before. See, Obama back in the day, he didn't care if they had to march their entire House of Representatives, lose their majority in Congress. They marched 55 guys off the plank to get Obamacare because they play the long game, okay? He didn't care if they had to lose. They were going to take over health care, and they did it. The same thing with the border and the illegals. Biden and his people don't care how much crap they have to take in the short term as long as they can just get enough people in here to replace you.
They're playing the long game, that's for sure. Hey, did you see that gas station sign in Helena? Gas prices, $8.81 a gallon.
It's got to be a misprint. Right?
I think the sign was messed up. Chris Averill had that on Twitter. The sign was definitely messed up, but hey, if we were in California.
Love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana, statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we've got a great guest joining us here in just a minute or two right here on Montana Talks. Henry Kriegel with Americans for Prosperity Montana with AFP Action. I'll get to Henry here in just a second, but a couple callers called in during the break, so let's sneak in a couple phone calls here before we get to our friend Henry. Corey in Scobie, first up, listening to KCGM. Corey, good to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Morning, gents. How are you?
Hey, doing great. Yeah, what's going on?
There's good news all over the place, but there's one particular thing. So Tennessee, Kentucky, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Illinois, South Dakota, Kentucky. These states have now passed bills banning geoengineering in different forms, and it's colloquially chemtrails, but the technical term is geoengineering. And now these states have passed laws banning this practice, and that's really exciting. And I hope we can get something like that going in Montana, because obviously this is a worldwide program now, and it's good news that it's being discussed at this level. It's exciting.
Interesting. I wonder, so like, I know there was a company out of North Dakota that South Korea was leaning on them. They wanted them to do, I think it was cloud seeding in order to get more snow to fall ahead of the Winter Olympics. Would it ban something like that as well? So, Corey, if you can, send me more info on that since we're a little short on time right now. Aaron@MontanaTalks.com. And, hey, hope to see you in Scobie in less than 2 weeks. I'll be there not this Friday but the next. So hope to see you then. Thanks for calling in. Let's sneak in one more caller here. Mike in Bozeman. What's going on, Mike?
Pertaining to your conversation a few minutes ago regarding the Mexican border, et cetera, et cetera. Last night I was watching the Discovery Channel, and they were talking about the Aztecs and their originally calling their land Aztlan. And I'm recalling how here in the last several years, there's occasionally been news in which there are people, leftists in Mexico, that are wanting to reclaim what the Aztecs believed they had once upon a time in all of southwestern U.S. and call it Aztlan, and they want to come back and get it. And all of these military-age males that we've been talking about coming across the border into the United States scattered around, to me, that says that if they ever get harms of some sort or another, there's going to be hell to pay in this country for that border being open if we don't do a mass deportation if we can get Trump back in office.
Well, you know, I've actually heard, you know, some of the radical La Raza activists have talked openly about just that, where they want Mexico to take over, you know, entire portions of the southwestern United States that they want to take under Mexican control. So they've been talking about that openly. Thanks for that call, Mike. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's jump right into it now. We've got Henry Kriegel with Americans for Prosperity Action, with Americans for Prosperity Montana here. Henry, always great to catch up with you, my friend.
Great to be on the show, Aaron. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, it sounds like, so I had my friend Greg Franks called me last week. He says, Aaron, you got to look at this thing. Apparently, one of his friends got this, what looks like a newspaper. It's trying to come off like a legitimate newspaper. They got it. I think it was in the mail, but it's clearly not. It's clearly campaign propaganda designed to promote a certain political party and certain political candidates. But they make it look like it's an actual newspaper. And apparently you've gotten your hands on this thing as well.
Yes, I have. I was rifling through my mail this morning. I got up really early to do some show prep, and I saw this newspaper called the Montana Independent. It looks like a legit thing. It's printed on newsprint. And I started rifling through the articles. They're all puff pieces about how great Tester is doing and how great the American Rescue Plan funding is helping to rebuild airports and how these healthcare workers at hospitals are having their pay increase and being lauded by Senator Tester, and how public lands need to be receive greater funding for protection and so on and so forth. There's a hit piece on Tim Sheehy in there, and I dig a little deeper, printed by the American Independent Foundation, and I went to the Charity Navigator to find out, well, who runs this place, and what are they getting paid, and what are their backgrounds?
Mm-hmm.
Bradley Bachok, the senior advisor, gets paid $214,000 a year. It turns out he is the president of Media Matters. That attack dog outfit run by David Brock, who is a turncoat, who all they do is go out and attack people on the right. These are radical leftists who are running the American Independent Foundation. The other person, Matt Giermeier, is the president, and he worked for Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, a Democrat. This is a front piece, and the whole entire purpose of, quote, the Montana Independent newspaper is to go after independent voters. Why? Because we all know they're the key to victory for the 2024 for the U.S. Senate race. And Montana should not be fooled by this latest entry into the so-called media world. It's nothing more than a front piece, a hit piece on our candidates being funded by the radical left posing as independents.
Yeah. So, no, I saw this.
I wanted to share that with you.
I saw the thing, and yeah, you described it very well. It basically copies and pastes press releases from liberal Senator John Tester, makes it look like news. But then again, a lot of news outlets do the same type of fake news that this fake newspaper is doing. But you know what my immediate reaction was? I was like, you know, I remember when a conservative group did the exact same thing in Montana. This was probably about a decade or so ago. There was a conservative group that produced their own newspaper with conservative news and views in it. And clearly they were doing it because they wanted to have a voice during the legislative elections here in Montana. And the commissioner of political practices at the time, under a Democrat governor, basically said that they were in violation of campaign finance laws. So it's like, okay, so a liberal outfit can fund a newspaper, and that's okay under the First Amendment. But if a conservative group published a newspaper, you had the radical commissioner of political practices at the time say, nope, that's against campaign finance law.
Right. And today we have a much more balanced person heading up the commissioner of political practices, and they won't get the same treatment, trust me, in Montana. But it's interesting to note that they have these puff pieces about how great the trillions of dollars that taxpayers have funded for the American Rescue Plan are doing to help rebuild these airports in Glacier Park and the Missoula Airport and so forth. But they're hiding the fact that what you guys talked about earlier, and that's the impact of the reckless spending on inflation. You mentioned earlier that Montanans are paying, more than $12,000 annually for the cost of living, for food, groceries, energy, gas, and so forth. To me, that sounds like a low-ball number, but it's put out by the Consumer Price Index folks, and it's hard to dispute that, but it seems to be low based upon the pain that most of my friends are feeling here, and you can see it throughout the communities in Montana. Times are really difficult for a lot of people. The cost of basic goods, we're paying 71% more for eggs. I mean, that's incredible. It's crazy. You mentioned the gas prices earlier. They're bumping up to $3.50 a gallon. They went down below $3 not too long ago.
Briefly,
but
yeah.
They're far above the $2.38 when Joe Biden took office three plus years ago. So we're feeling the pain, no matter how much puff and fluff the Montana Independent wants to put out there. They're not going to fool Montanans, because the number one issue of Montanans, based upon the Emerson College poll, is the economy. Close behind that is housing, with the two of it which are very closely related. Because if you can't earn enough money, if your dollar doesn't have sufficient buying power, you're not going to be able to afford a quality place to live. I know this year in Bozeman, Montana, it's difficult to find a home to live if you're living on the margins and you're in the service industry. You know it up there in Billings, downtown Billings, is a homeless problem over there too. Our friends in Missoula are experiencing it. In Kalispell, there's photographs of people living in the park downtown and messing up that park, which was once a beautiful place for people to relax, enjoy the outdoors. It's affecting the quality of life of Montanans, and no matter how much you want to try to put lipstick on the pig with this Montana Independent rag, Montanans will not be fooled.
Well, yeah, and they know that the massive government spending, here we got all of our money going to all these other people, all these other places from all these other countries, and we're all paying for it out of our own pockets. We're paying for it on the higher price. You know, it's interesting. I was hanging out with Corey Willis at Knockout Fitness in Billings yesterday, talking about fighting inflation. And he's like, well, you know what I'm doing now? Because what are some of the first things people cut when they're getting hit by inflation? Well, they might cut personal training. Well, then your health can take a hit. Your lifestyle can take a hit. So he's focusing, okay, well, now we're going to do more group stuff, more group exercise, so that we can save people some money. But still, you know what I'm saying? And so, but every, you know, yeah. And at the Littlehorn Market in Lodgegrass yesterday, Dylan Dawson was telling us, okay, I'm figuring out an alternative way to buy eggs. They're trying to deliver for their customers, because everybody's customers in these small businesses are all being hit by inflation, and the inflation is being driven by the massive government spending.
Oh, absolutely. And people are trying to be innovative. Entrepreneurs and people who are serving their communities are trying to be innovative, so they can continue to provide value services, like the people that you're meeting with this Bidenomics tour that you're doing with us. Thankfully, I'm very happy.
Oh, it's just been incredible. I'll tell you what. It's been so incredible. Tell you what, Henry Kriegel, hold that thought. I want to play my interview with Coach Josh Stewart from Lodgegrass yesterday, but first I'll come back to Henry Kriegel with Americans for Prosperity Montana with AFP Action here right after this quick break. So some final thoughts from Henry and more. Plus, we'll tell you a little bit about this tour that we're doing separate from the radio show. Just incredible time to get out and meet folks.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordland.
Some alarming animal health news taking place in Kansas, Texas, and New Mexico. Yesterday, it was confirmed that an unknown number of dairy cattle in these three southern states have become sick with highly pathogenic avian influenza. During the past 2 years, highly pathogenic avian influenza has led to infections and depopulation of more than 115 million chickens and turkeys in commercial and backyard poultry flocks. However, bird flu appears to have jumped species to affect a small number of dairy herds in southern and plain states. Now, this illness that has recently hit primarily older dairy cows, again in Texas, Kansas, and New Mexico, is causing decreased lactation, low appetite, and other symptoms in dairy cattle. While stating that this is a rapidly evolving situation, USDA stated there is no impact on animal health, including milk or other dairy products, and that milk is safe to drink. Animal health officials say that the dairy herds will not need to be depopulated as they are expected to fully recover. Now, this is only reported in dairy cattle, not in beef cattle. Once again, these cases of avian influenza infecting dairy cattle are in Texas, New Mexico, and Kansas, not in Montana. But if your dairy cattle are exhibiting these signs, contact the Montana Department of Livestock. I'm Lane Norton.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, I was able to catch up with Coach Josh Stewart in Lodgegrass yesterday after the show. I want to share that with you here in just a second. But first, since we got cut off by the break there, I want to go back to our friend Henry Kriegel with AFP Action with Americans for Prosperity Montana as well. And man, Henry, I got to tell you, you know, you referenced this this tour, this statewide tour that we're doing, kind of separate from the radio show here. Yeah, paid for by Americans for Prosperity Montana. I'm getting to travel all across the state and do these events. And, you know, man, it's been just so cool. Yesterday, I got to shake hands and meet over 200 folks that came down to see us at the grocery store in Lodgegrass yesterday. We were at Schmeckfest on... I'll tell you what, Javen Folsom, this young man with AFP, he's like a celebrity. All the young people want to come up and talk to him. And anyway, I might have to interview him to just talk about, you know, being at Schmeckfest. He's having a ton of fun on this tour as well.
That is fantastic. I'm so heartened to hear that, Aaron. The turnout is great. Meeting people, meeting some of your listeners, too. And meeting some of the folks in Montana who are concerned about the direction of the country and just want to find a way to get engaged. And, you know, we've got plenty of opportunities for people to volunteer. AFP Action has already hit 100,000 households going door-to-door throughout the state of Montana. If you're in Missoula, Kalispell, Bozeman, Billings, Great Falls, Helena, we've got opportunities for you to serve. In addition, we're keeping our eye also on the upcoming AFP is keeping its eye on the upcoming elections for state house and state senate. We'll be engaged in there too, and we'll be very active in the state legislature because we are here throughout the year, not just during election cycle. So come join us, check us out, visit us on AFPMontana.com or send us an email at infomt as in Montana, infomt@afphq.org.
Some great volunteer opportunities out there. Everybody wants to know, well, what can we do? Well, ask Henry. He'll tell you what you can do. Henry Kriegel, Americans for Prosperity Action and AFP Montana, thanks for being with us. Thanks for all you do, Henry.
You're quite welcome. Thank you, Aaron.
All right. Appreciate it. Yeah. And hey, by the way, I mentioned we're doing kind of this statewide tour separate from the radio show. So like on Friday, you know, we did the radio show live from the Farm Expo. And then after that, we kind of did a little of this statewide tour and we handed out some gift cards to the grocery store in Plentywood. We want to do the same in your neck of the woods. So for example, in Billings today at lunchtime, I'm going to be at the High Horse Saloon. We're covering 24% of the tab. Paid for by Americans for Prosperity Montana. They're covering 24% of your bill to make up for 24% inflation when you go out to eat. That's the number that they're calculating there. And then we'll have some gift card opportunities as well. I want to do a similar deal. So Friday night, Jimmy Fallon. Do you guys know Jimmy Fallon? This guy's hilarious. Jimmy Fallon is a former New York City cab driver, stand-up comic. He's got his own Saturday night show on Fox News now. But Jimmy Fallon is going to be in Helena doing a comedy show Friday night. I'm going to be there for that. So here's the deal. What if we did an event at your restaurant or your coffee shop or your grocery store or your hardware store? Do you want me to do an event from your location in Helena this Friday afternoon or this Saturday morning? Or do you want me to do another one elsewhere across the state in the days and weeks ahead? Drop me an email, aaron@montanatalks.com, and we'd love to come to your neck of the woods. In fact, one of the trainers at Corey Willis's Knockout Fitness yesterday is from Winifred. And I was like, oh, man, we got to go to Winifred. We got to go do an event in Winifred. That'd be fun. The home of the red turf, right? Speaking of sports, you know, Winifred's got that great red turf on their football field there. I told you we had a special guest join us after the show.
live from Lodgegrass yesterday.
All right, great to catch up with Coach Josh Stewart down here in Lodgegrass. You know, we had him and Tuff Harris on for our Christmas special way back in 2020. Coach, how's life been since the craziness that was 2020?
Yeah, it's been an amazing ride. I think there's a lot of ups and downs, COVID and all that happened, but I think we kept our faith in God, and I think you try to do your best to try to teach these boys to have an even keel, whether times are bad or very good. I think you just stay grounded and grateful, and so appreciating those around us, our community leaders, like Mayor Quincy and Dylan Dawson, and the service they provide for the community is major. I mean, we don't have to travel miles and miles and miles to get goods. They're able to do that because they run a good a business here, and the community is grateful for them. So I think it's just being grateful for all those around us, our elders, our youth, and then trusting God and then working really hard, and it's been fun.
The spring of 2020, for people who don't remember, like, Montana hadn't been locked down. We didn't have the coronavirus, anything. State basketball tournament is underway. You're about to play. Your team's about to play in the state championship, and they say, nope, we're not going to play the state championship. First case of COVID in Montana. You never got to play for the state championship, and it was such heartbreaking news for your team, but yet they didn't let it, you know, deter them or depress them, and then they climb back and win the state championship a year later.
Yeah, I think that's because they were playing for something more than a trophy. They were playing for, number one, God, and then they're playing for the community, and then they're playing for a lot of our friends out there, and one of them, a hero to our community, a hero still, is Lance Lawrence from Forsyth. You know, and he was battling cancer, fighting for his life, and he was maybe 6 years old, 7 years old at the time. He's still a friend of ours. He's still a friend of mine. His family, we love them, and we pray for them still. We pray for Lance every day, but he came to mind to our team, and it's like one of the players said, just think, Coach, like, it's okay, Lance is in Denver right now fighting for his life. This is just a trophy, you know, and that let me know that we actually, you know, wow, that's the real banner right there, you know, and as hard as they worked and as talented as they were, I just knew no one was going to beat them. I don't care how much they argue that, no one was going to beat them. And then, of course, we made that game up the year after with some personnel changes. We lost like 8 players. I think they lost 4 or 5, but we got to beat them. It felt great to, you know, to beat them in that game because we respect those guys and Coach Ratliff and what they do and all that he does for the game in Montana. And so to beat them was treasure, but to go and prove it again by that championship against Manhattan, it really meant a lot.
Man, and then this year, I still came home with a trophy, but man, I've heard, you know, I know, well, first, before I get to this year's tournament, man, I remember our friends in Malta, and we're heard on the radio in Malta as well, just like we're heard out here in Lodgegrass, but I thought it was so cool. I was just telling somebody when we were up in Plentywood and Luster, we were in Luster for Schmeckfest Friday night, yeah. An incredible program, Christian school there,
yeah.
But I was just saying how cool it is that, like, in Malta for their athletic banquet, they brought in another coach from another team to be their keynote speaker, and I just thought that was so cool. But I think it's also a testament to, like, you're not just coaching these kids about basketball, you're coaching them about life.
Yeah, absolutely, and we appreciate those guys at Malta, and just to be invited there by that athletic club and all they do is and what they are to basketball in Montana, just sports period. They're a championship program, a championship community, you know, and you look at all the banners, I always say that, and it just means a lot to be able to be a speaker there and build bridges. And that's what we do. We say basketball is beautiful. We're going to use basketball to build bridges of friendship for you boys to cross over for years. You know, a lot of people will come in and burn bridges. We want to build them, you know, and how do we do that? We just play with high character and we choose positive energy, because energy is a choice. It's not an emotion. And I think a lot of people think it's an emotion, so they're up and down. Energy is a choice. And how long can we move with, you know, sustained positive energy? And I think as leaders, that's our job, is to try to push for that. And that's what we've pushed for. And that's how we've been able to make friends from all over the state, because we're not the only ones. There's so many of them doing great things. And I think when they find someone else doing it, it means everything, and you want to bring them on board. And we're the same way. There's others out there that we've brought on board to speak to our boys, you know, and it goes back and forth. And I think these boys will have a lot of great friendships and memories, you know, with players all across the state, and it means more than anything.
Yeah, you talk about the memories and the players and coaches from other teams. Man, you're doing a great job here. You played Poplar this year. Poplar did great in the state tournament. I've heard cool things about their coaching program. Box Elder's got an incredible coaching program. Yeah, some great stories out there.
Oh, absolutely, man. It's great to talk to them. Of course, we're going to battle for 32 minutes and give it all we got and fight to the end of that game. But when it's over, we're going to shake hands and we're going to, you know, you're going to acknowledge who's the better team that night, you know. And you never know when it's against these, you know, top teams, and you get to meet the coaches and you hear their hearts and you respect them. I fully respect all those guys, and we've had the upper hand a lot of times, and there's other times where they've had the upper hand on us, and we're going to tip our hat and we know when to bow out, and it's win with character, lose with dignity, you know, and that's how we try to keep it.
All right, hold it right there. More to follow with Coach Josh Stewart from the Lodgegrass Indians right after this quick break. So great to see him and Lodgegrass yesterday morning, and the 200-plus other folks that we got to meet. Seriously, so cool to get to shake hands and see everybody, especially right in the middle of spring break. More to follow. Plus, I want to talk a little bit more about the great time we had at Schmeckfest in Luster.
Yo. Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
How do you pronounce it? How do our friends in Luster pronounce it? Is it Perishki? Perishki, is that how you pronounce that dessert thing? Oh, my goodness. It was like some fruit-filled pastry thing. It was like the softest pastry you could ever find. I'm not usually the biggest dessert guy. Like, I'll just stick with the protein. But, man, that Perishki, however you pronounce it, was just incredible. One of the things I wish I had done in Luster Friday night was, one, I wish I had gotten more photos with more of our friends. I think I met about 35 members of the Redding family alone on Friday at Schmeckfest, and I wish I'd gotten a picture with every single one of them. So many great folks that were there. So many great friends from Glasgow that I got to see. Some of my mom's best friends that were there, and friends from Wolf Point. And, of course, there were folks from Big Sandy, kind of all over Montana that were there. But I wish I had taken a picture of my plate. But thankfully, one of our listeners in Glendive did, and David shared a great photo where he actually labeled everything on the plate with its official name. So I've got that embedded on our Montana Talks website right now. If you look at the story with this headline, what it was like at Schmeckfest in Luster, Montana. You can see David's Facebook post with some great pictures, including labeling all of the food on his plate, which is very cool. Because I was so busy kind of chatting with folks that I didn't get as many pictures as I wanted. And I was just trying to take in the event because it was just so cool to finally make it to Schmeckfest. All right, we'll talk more about that here in a second. But first, back to my conversation after the show yesterday in Lodgegrass with Coach Josh Stewart from the Lodgegrass Indians, head coach for the basketball boys.
Speaking of leaders, what about this mayor of Lodgegrass here, Mayor Quincy? I mean, he had a good life going. He was, you know, making decent money in the coal industry, but he saw that he had a fight on his hands here in Lodgegrass.
Yeah, you know what? His heart is amazing. He loves God, he loves his family, and he loves his community. And I think that's what makes a leader, you know, and he's committed to all of those. He goes above and beyond, and he'll lay his life down. And he is laying his life down. As you said, he's let go of the comfort he had to impact this community that he grew up in, you know, that helped raise him, and everybody loves him because he's one of us, you know. I just, as a kid growing up here, we were right there with him, you know, walking around town, playing games, hiking around, riding bikes and whatnot. He was right there, and now he's here giving back, and it's just amazing what he's doing.
Well, Coach, great to see you. Thanks for joining us here at the Little Horn Market here in Lodgegrass.
I enjoy it very much. Thank you very much, Mr. Flint.
All right. I got a great photo with Coach Stewart and with Mayor Quincy as well. So great to finally meet Mayor Quincy. I've just heard incredible things about him from
you know, Tuff Harris and Coach Stewart over the year, not only from them, but also, I mean, for those of you that caught the program yesterday, Stacy Zinn, who was the head of the DEA here in Montana, I mean, just absolutely was praising him for raising the alarm bells, you know, raising the alarm about the fact that the Mexican drug cartels are targeting and have been targeting places like Lodgegrass, Montana. We've talked at length about how with these wide open borders, how the drug cartels are targeting our reservations, not just the Crow Reservation, but every single one of them, targeting our more urban communities as well. And that's a small town mayor right there who took up arms, who picked up a shovel, picked up a broom, started cleaning up the town, and started defending his town and got others involved in the fight as well. So yes, Stacy Zinn was just heaping praise on him as well. If you missed it, full audio on our Montana Talks website. Back to Luster and Schmeckfest. I shared some videos and some photographs. I finally was able to make it to Schmeckfest in Luster at Luster Christian High School on Friday night. We went there after the Farm Expo in Plentywood. And this is the way I see it after, you know, I haven't been in Luster, at least as far as I recall. I hadn't been in Luster since I was a little kid. I went there for a county spelling bee. I won the fourth grade and the fifth grade spelling bee for my school. So I got to go to Luster one of those years for the county spelling bee. And that's when I was in Luster. But unless I went when I was a little kid, I'd never been to Schmeckfest before. And they have their own little slice of heaven in Luster, Montana. That's how I would describe it, just with the people, the community, what they're doing there. People from all over, kids from all over the world that are going to school there. I mentioned Javen, who I've been touring the state with for these events, and he's a young man, African-American man from Louisiana. And I'll tell you what, the kids from Africa, the kid from Ethiopia, and all and young little ranch kids in Plentywood and in Scobie, they were coming up to him. He was like a celebrity. They were talking to him about, you know, America and how much they love America. And he was responding in kind. And like I say, he was kind of like a celebrity there. But it was also fun. We got to meet a ton of our listeners and our friends here through the radio show, through Montana Talks. I got to see Denver and Poplar. You know our friend Denver and Poplar. And, you know, Denver and Poplar, Denver and I don't agree on everything. I don't agree on all the political stuff. But I'll tell you what, he's a good guy. And I heard this from our friends in Scobie. They're like, yeah, Denver, he's been refereeing. He's a referee for all the sporting events up here in Northeast Montana. He's just a really good guy. Even if you disagree with him politically, he's a good guy. I got to see Denver and his lovely family. So I got a photo with Denver there on our Montana Talks website. And by the way, Montana PBS had some TV cameras at Schmeckfest. Apparently, they're doing a big program about Denver and his 40 years of serving as a referee in Montana sports. So pretty cool deal. Pretty cool deal all around. And even got to see my buddy Gus from Montana PBS. He was there when I was just a college student in the radio television department. So Gus is a bit of a legend for the